Welcome back, or welcome to the Daily Driver Podcast. The purpose here, it's pretty straightforward. In the next 10 minutes max, I'm going to share a story, an experience, perhaps an idea that I hope will help you become a little bit better racer today. I'm Luke Bogacki, and this is the Daily Driver.
If you look hard enough, you can find countless studies rooted in the idea that gratitude, right, like consciously giving thanks for what we have, not only makes our days more pleasant, but actually increases our performance, our efficiency, our productivity. As a result, gratitude has become a bit of a buzzword in self-help circles for quite some time. Where does it fit into our racing program? Forgive me, I'm gonna tell a bit of a story. If it seems like a bridge too far, I understand, but I think there's something here, so ride with me. Back in 2017, I won the Spring Fling Million, a windfall. It was a dream come true. And I've told the story several times. In April of 2017, my oldest son, Gary, he's about to turn four. He'd be starting kindergarten in about a year. My wife and I were planning to grow our family. Our youngest son, Jack, would be born a little over a year later. In short, life was changing. And I went into that event consciously thinking that this may well be my last opportunity to do something like this. Right? I was 2,000 miles from home, running an event that I'd always dreamed of, and I very consciously, very intentionally, took it all in. The Vegas skyline, the beauty of the desert, every round as I pulled into the water, I allowed myself a moment, right? Looking at the mountains in the distance. And if you've never raced at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, let me just tell you, it's a treat. Like the scenery, the surroundings, as beautiful, as breathtaking as any facility you'd ever compete at. And I just intentionally soaked it in, right? Just how fortunate I was to live in this moment that I've always dreamed of. As the rounds persisted, that wasn't lost on me either, right? I found myself thinking, wow, I'm in the quarterfinals of the $1 million race. Soak this in. I'm in the semifinals. This is incredible. I'm in the final. Look at all of these people surrounding the starting line, some of them cheering me on. This is amazing. And I won the race. Fast forward to 2024. As you probably know, I recently won the Spring Fling Million for a second time. Granted, in retrospect, 2017, it wasn't the end of the road for me. Life pivoted, and we found our way back to Vegas, honestly, more often than not in those years since. And here we were, on the precipice of what feels like another crossroads. Jack, my youngest, now he's five, and about to start kindergarten this fall. My wife has homeschooled Gary for the last few years. He's ready to go back to public school as well. They're playing baseball. They're racing junior dragsters. They're involved in countless activities common to 5 and 10-year-olds. Who knows exactly what the future brings, but my wife and I, we came into our West Coast swing well aware that this might be the last hurrah, so to speak, that these 4, 5, 6, 10-week racecations that we've enjoyed in recent years probably aren't on the immediate horizon again, and that allowed me, and perhaps forced me, to approach the Spring Fling Million with an unparalleled joy, gratitude for the opportunity, love for the game, the stage, and all of the things that we so often take for granted that come along with it. Whether it's the jets flying overhead during the national anthem, the anxiety and the butterflies for round one, the anticipation and awkwardness of the split conversation, the electricity around those late rounds. And I was able to really intentionally soak it all in. And in the end, I came out on top. it's still surreal to say it's a once-in-a-lifetime accomplishment, and I got to run it back. Now, perhaps my mindset, perhaps this attitude of gratitude that I'm pinpointing as the common denominator between these two incredible days at the racetrack, maybe it's a non-factor. Maybe it is little more than coincidence. I've said it before, I'll say it again. A lot of racers will say, it's easy to have fun. It's easy to have fun when you're winning. And I always said, now I'll flip that. I find that the more fun I'm having, the easier it feels to have success. And gratitude is one way, consciously, intentionally, that we can cultivate joy, cultivate fun. Truth is, as hard as racing can be at sometimes, we've got it pretty good.